This year was made available the Ili Nishmas, Zev Burech ben Shmiel, and Feige Bas Amon Yeshaya. Tahay Nishmu Sam Tzrira B'Tzroir HaChaim.
Tav Hei Omed Beis. Five Shuvahs down from the top. From the Rabbana. Tona Rabbonon, Shivas Yomim, Seoyel O Yemotze Bevotaychem. Ma Talmud, what's this Pasuk coming to tell us? Baloi Kvo Nema, it's written elsewhere. Lo Yeroy Lecho Seoyel, Lo Yeroy Lecho Chomets Bechol Gevulcha. So what is this Pasuk? Of Lo Yemotze. Come to add. So the Baraita answers. The Fisha Nema. Because in that pasuk of Lo Yeroe, it says Lo Yeroe Lecho Soil. Shelcho Iatoreya. Your own comet you cannot see. Avola Toreya Shelachaya Mishal Goveya. But you could see comets that belongs to others, to Goyim, and comets that belongs to Hegrish. You have chomes of Goyim, and chomes belongs to Hegdish, you're not Eva. Later we'll see, it means if he didn't take any responsibility for the chomes of the Goyim. So since he had no responsibility for it, the chomes of a Goyim, his reshus, you're not Eva. Now, if that's the case, it says seeing, lo yavoy, it shouldn't be seen. That's what it says in that pasuk. Yochel, I'm able to think Yatmin. He can conceal it. If he buries it before Pesach, I would think it's not Eva. If he hides it someplace, it wouldn't be Eva. If we relied only on the pasuk Lo Yeroe, it would seem only seeing is Avera. But if you have it in your possession, but you don't see it, I might think you're not Eva. Or Yekabo Pigdenis Min Anochi. I might think he can accept deposits for safekeeping from a goy. Here it means, and he accepts responsibility. Talmud Leima, Lo Yemotze. Now this pasuk Lo Yeroe Lecho, the word Lecho and the word Yeroe both teach us two kulas, which I might think. Yeroe might teach us only if you see it, you're Eva. If it's concealed, you're not Eva. And Lecho, only if it's yours, you're Eva. But it belongs to the goy. He never ever even accepted responsibility. That's why I need a pasuk lo yemotze. The word lo yemotze, first of all, doesn't say lo yoy, lo yemotze, shouldn't be found. Which means even if it's concealed, it still is found in your possession, so you're Eva. So it doesn't help to conceal it. And doesn't it say lo yemotze lecho. So therefore, even if it's not yours, if it belongs to a goy, you're Eva. Later we'll see it means if he took responsibility. That's why we need Lo Yemotze once more. Lo Yemotze need to avoid two errors. First, the error you might think the only avera is if you can see it. So Lo Yemotze means even if you don't see it, as long as it's found in your possession, you're Eva. And the other error is I might think only it's Lecho, yours, but not yours, you're never Eva. So Lo Yemotze leaves out the word yours. We understand you can be Eva even though it's not yours. And later we'll see it means if you took responsibility. So that's why we need Lo Yemotze to avoid these two errors. Before you go on, say that piece. Now the Baraisa continues. Anyway, I only know that you're Eva on the Chometz of a Goy. Even though it's his goy's chomet, it's not yours, still you're Eva. El Nachri Shelo Kivasha, a goy that you didn't conquer him. They said the goyim are independent. You're not living in your own country. You're living among goyim. You didn't conquer the goy. Vein Shor Im Chobachotcha, or a goy that doesn't dwell together with you, and you're chotcha, a tenant, not a tenant. So there you're Eva. But suppose there's a goy that you conquered him, is subject to you, and or the shori imcha b'chatzah, or is a tenant who lives with you in your chatzah. May nine. How do I know that you're over? Tamalem lo yimotzi. Now this little piece of b'raisa needs a perish, because why would I have thought that a goy that you conquered and a goy lives in your yeshus is less reason to be over? On the contrary, more reason to be over, but it's more like your comments. The more will ask that later. The more will later discuss a little piece of the b'raisa, so we'll leave it. Anyway, I only know Elish Shebir Botim. It says, "Bebotechem, your houses." So I might think only the hummus is in your house. But suppose beberes, if it's in a pit someplace, beshichem in holes, bemores in caves, menai and how I know your eva too, tamalei bechol gevulcha. That's another pasuk. Lo yoreh asor bechol gevulcha. It's not written by lo yimotze, by the second pasuk, bechol gevulcha. So even though it's not in your house, anywhere in your boundaries, you're able. Now the Brisa goes on. Still, I would say, Bibotim, the Pasuk it talks about chametz in the house, that's the first Pasuk quoted above. Eva Mishum Bal Yeroe, Umishum Bal Yemotze, and Bal Yatmin, because it stays there, Lo Yemotze, shouldn't be found. So therefore, even if you hide it, you don't see it, still, you're Eva. While your cattle pick them, this man offered. Well, your motzah means, even if it's a goyish chametz, you accepted it. Later, we'll see what responsibility it means, you're Eva. Menai bigvulin shelcho, and in, that's in the houses. So in the houses, we know already. In the house, you're Eva, even if the chametz is concealed someplace in the house where you cannot see it. And even though it's a hummus of a goy, that you took upon yourself responsibility, you're over. Now the other person, big rule, suppose hummus is not at your house, but it's somewhere on your territory, shelcho ya toreya, it's also to see your hummus, awal atoreya shelachem, you can see hummus of a goyim, it means where you did not take responsibility, one explains later, the shel goyim, a hummus of hegdish. Now, we have two separate psukim, and each pasuk has its dinim. Now let's review what you learn. In the first pasuk, lo yemotzi, we learn that you're able, even if you cannot see it, as long as that it's found, even though you can't see it. Yemotzi means even though you cannot see it, you're able. And also, even chametz of a goy, you're able. There's a case where you can be able of chametz of a goy too. In the second pasuk, he said, lo yemotzi b'chol gevulcha, comes to say, your Eva, any place in your boundaries, and it says your chametz is asa, but chametz of a goy, it's muta. Later we'll see it means that you didn't accept responsibility. Now, the question is, minayin, how do I know, litin esa'ome shol zeh v'zeh, to apply what's written in this pasuk to the other pasuk, that all these dinim apply to Botim too. Vishal zeh v'zeh, and the dinim that are written by Botim apply to Gevulcha too. So we should say by all chametz, they should have the common characteristic that you can have chametz of Goyim, that you didn't take achrayas upon yourself, a chametz shel hegdish, is muta, wherever it is, whether it's in a bias or somewhere on your boundary, and all chametz, whether you concealed it or you can see it, you're over anyhow, even though it's hidden. And all chametz, if you took achrayas upon yourself, even though it's a goyish chametz, you're over. That's the composite picture of both psukim. How do I know that all the dinim that are written by one apply to the other? Talmud lema se'oyel se'el igzer shalom. Nem, it says se'el ba'botim. And it says se'el lo yemotzi b'botechem. That's the first pasuk. Then it says in the second pasuk, Seir b'gvulim, lo yoreh ha-seir. So we say, ma ha-seir home v'botim. Eva mishum bal yeroe, bal yemose, bal yatmin, bal yekal v'bigdin, zben nochlim. So av seir home v'gvulim, Eva mishum bal yeroe, bal yemose, bal yatmin, or bal yekal v'bigdin, zben nochlim. Even though in b'gvulim it says yeroe, and it says lecho, still, even though you don't see it, you're Eva, just like you're Eva by Botim. And even though it's Hametz of a Goy, you're Eva, you took Achayas, even though it says Lecho. Yours is awesome. Aval HaTorei Shalachem, you can see Chometz of a Goy that you didn't take upon yourself any Achrayas. Shal Goy of Hegdish, Avsei Omer Rebotim, Shal Choy HaTorei, Aval HaTorei Shalachem, Shal Goy. Although, by Yemot, say, it doesn't say Lecho, but the Lecho that's written by Seir, we transfer also to Botim, Amizu, Gzeh HaShavet, Seir Seir. So now the Gzeh HaShavet tells us that all the Botim, all the Dinim, of Chomet in Botim, and all the dinim of Chomet in Gvulim are the same. Say that. So once more, we have two psukim. So oyalo yemase bivateichem comes to tell us, even though you don't see it, lo yemase, you know it's covered up. And even if it's not yours, because it doesn't say lechor. So the possibility, even the chomes of a goya eva, which we'll see later means the vachayas. The other pasuk comes to tell us, lo yavoy lecho, kol gvulcho, even though it's not in your house, any place on your territory, your eva. Also comes to tell us that your eva only when it's yours, when not yours, you're not eva. So on the chomes of a goya, you're not eva. Later we'll see it means we didn't take achayas. How do I know that what's said by Botim applies by Gevulim, and what's said by Gevulim applies by Botim? By means of a Gezer HaShavet, Soyo, Soyo. So now, all together, whether it's in Botim or Gevulim, Chometz, that's concealed, you're also Eva, even though you don't see it. And Chometz, even though it's not in your house, any place on your territory, you're Eva. And Chometz of a Goy, in some instances you are Eva, and some instances it's not Avera to have it. You're not Eva. Now, we begin the Gemara. Oh, Mama, in the Braise above, says, Yochol, Yatmin, be a Kabbal, Pig Davis, Min Anochi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 lines down from the top. Don't lose a place where you are now. 10 lines down from the top. Yochol, Yatmin, be a Kabbal, Pig Davis, Min Anochi. I might think he can accept from a goy chomes for safekeeping for the goy. It's osad to take chomes from a goy, even though it's not yours. It's osad to have it. Later we'll see it means if you took achrayas. It goes on. Says, I only know that it's osad on nochri that you didn't conquer, and nochri that's not your tenant. Then I know that it's osad. But what about an Anochri that you did conquer, or an Anochri that's your tenant? How do I know that it's Osir? Talmud Amar Li Mosi Boteicha. Now, Omama. So this thing more down here is commenting. Omama, I only know that it's Osir Ela Benochri Shelo Kibashto, that you didn't conquer. Bein Shorim Chobachotz, it's not your tenant. Nochri Shekibashto, or Shorim Chobachotz, how do I know that you're over also? Towards where? Means towards where are you headed? It's just the opposite. If you're Eva for a goy who leaves Chometz with you, even though the goy is a stranger to you, a total stranger, then surely you're Eva of the Chometz of a goy who is a tenant in your house or a goy that you conquered. He's surely like yours. Again, if you're Eva for a goy who is a stranger to you, didn't conquer him, he's not a tenant. Still, you're Eva on his Chometz, then you're surely Eva of a Chometz of a Goy that you conquered, or is a tenant? So what are you saying? I might think only for a Goy that I didn't conquer, I'm Eva. But a Goy that I did conquer, I'm not Eva. So neither person can say that. You're headed in the wrong direction. Talk over the kasha. Oh, my Abaye. So Abaye says, Eva, you have to invert it. It's upside down. You should say like this, I only know a goy that you conquered and he's a tenant in your house. There you're Eva for his promise. How do I know you're Eva for a goy that you did not conquer, not a tenant? So you have to change the language of the Braise, it's upside down, say that. In reality, you don't have to invert the Braise. Only it doesn't go on the words just before it, on the 10th line. It goes on the 8th line in the Gemara. Look at the 8th line. Keep your finger on the line here. 8 lines down. If you should name Allah Yahweh the Hosoyer, shall Ho Ia Torea, Avala Torea shall Ahem shall Gavea. On this, the Braise says a little later, I might think there's only a goy that you didn't conquer, and he's not a tenant. There you're not Eva. But a goy that you did conquer and a tenant, maybe you are Eva, Tom Aleva, that you're not Eva. That's how Rabbi learns. Over there, it doesn't go on the piece just before it, where it talks about what you're. Are Ava, tells me she's not Ava, on the previous piece, inside now. Oh, they are my Leila and Lotepa. In reality, don't invert it. The Aresha, it goes in the Aresha. And the Aresha says, Shelcho Ia Torea. It's also to see your own promise on Pesach. Ah, well, our Torea, Shelachem, Shelgavea. You can see a promise of Goyim that they left with you. So on this, the Braisa later, a few lines there later, although it's not following immediately on these words, but it goes on these words. Ain't I only know that you're not Eber, Elabin Nohish Lokibash? He's a stranger to you, didn't conquer him. Ben Shorim Chobachosa. That's why you're not Eber. But Nohish Lokibashtai, but Shorim Chobachosa, he's like your own goy, like your own property. So his hummus maybe is like your hummus. May nine, how do I know that you're not Eber? Tamad Elohimos. Say that. Frag the Gemara. According to Rabbi's Pshat, the Gemara is bringing the wrong pasuk. Lo Yemase comes from Isa. I ask a favor. When I give a knock on this, please stop talking. The Tana is seeking a pasuk for Heta. That even Chometz, of a boy that you conquered, is a tenant, even his Chometz is mutter to keep on Pesach. That's where this Rabbi learns Pshat. He takes a pussy that said it's also, lo yemotze. According to Abaye, it's good. He's asking, how do I know even that this is also, lo yemotze? But according to Rove, the question, how do I know even this is muta? So why is there a pussy, lo yemotze? Say the kasha. Kasha is answered soon, also immediately. Only it's a little difficult test. According to Abaye, it turns the Braise upside down. It's a straightforward test. Lo Yemotze. Even a goy that you didn't conquer, another tenant, still Lo Yemotze. Also, they have his hummus. Only a difficulty with Abaye is you have to invert the Braise, and Rabbi doesn't like that idea. If we receive the Braise with the tradition, that's the Braise we have to follow, and not change the language. But Rabbi, because he learns his pshat, in our face with a difficulty, he learns the Braise looking for a pasuk to say, it's muta even if the goy did conquer him. And even though he's a tenant, still, it's muta to keep his promise. But the Braise said, lo yemotze, a pasuk for Isa. So Rabbi said the following teres. Not a simple teres, but better than editing the Braise. Mishum shenema lecho lecho treziv. He said two times, by lo yeroi lechosoya, once in parashas Re'eh, and once in parashas Bo'eh. And each time it says lecho. So therefore, we don't need two times lecho by soya. So one of the lechos he transports, and he puts it into the parasha of lo yemotzeh. Now there's no lecho by lo yemotzeh, but he takes the lecho that's written superfluously, an extra time, by Seir, and he transfers it to Lo Yemotze. Now you have Lo Yemotze Lechot too. And they have Lo Yemotze Lechot, only yours it's also to have. But if it's not yours, it's Mutar, even a goy that dwells in your chazan. That's how Rabbi learns Pshat. So the Pasuk is being quoted for Heta. Again, how do I know that even a tenant goy, a goy that you conquered, that his chometz, if you keep in your shoes, place, you're not over. I mean, he didn't take any responsibility for it. You're not over. Lo yemotze. And you have to add lecho. You take a lecho, a superfluous lecho from lo yehoi lecho seya, which is written twice lecho, And I have lo yemotzei lecho. And that means only yours is also to be found by you. If it's chometz of any kind of a goy, even a goy that's in your possession or tenant, you're also not eva. Now this needs a payage, but first say this, I had to recover. As a difficulty. Because above we have a gezerah shaveh, soil, and we said the lecho that's written by soil was transferred to lo yimotzei by gezerah shaveh. Already there's a lecho there. So what are you saying? Is an extra lecho now that gives a hetah of chometz of a goy, even though he's a tenant? Talk about the kasha. Above, the Gemara said, Paiseh says, Lo yeroi lechol se'oyah, it says. And so the Gemara said that the lechol that's written by se'oyah, by means of the gezerah shaveh, se'oyah, is that if it was written also by lo yimotzei bevotechem. Although they don't have lechol, but by means of the gezerah shaveh, we learned above. Minayin litritin shel zeh bezeh, that applies also to lo yimotzei bevotechem, although there's no lechot, but the lechot that's written by Seir, we learn it from Seir to Botim. What said that about? The pshat is like this. There would be only one lechot. The gezerah shaveh gives a lechot also by lo yimotzei. But that would mean only chometz of a goy that you didn't conquer. There you can keep it in your house. How about chometz of a goy that you did conquer? Chometz of a tenant goy, you need an extra lecho. So now, in addition to the lecho that's transferred from soya to botin by means of gezerah shaveh, like the Baraita said above, there's another superfluous lecho that Rava found, called lo yeroi lecho soya. It's written not once, it's written twice, one in rei and one in boy. So the extra one now goes to bolster up that heter, not only chometz of a strange goy you're mutter to have in your house, pesach you're not leiva, even chometz of a goy that's a tenant, even that you're mutter. The extra lechor comes to bolster up. So without the extra lechor, you only have one lechor that you learned from gezerah shaveh, soya soya. Seir that's written by Gevurim and Seir that's written by Botim. Like Gemara Baraita said above. And that would tell you, in both cases, chometz of a goy, that you didn't take any responsibility, it's mutter for you to keep. But I would say only a goy is not a tenant of yours, you didn't conquer him. But if you conquered him and he's a tenant, maybe even without any responsibility, just also, even if you're keeping his chometz, because he's like yours. That's why the extra lecho that Rava discovered now is applied now, that not only you're not over on chometz of a goy that you didn't conquer, but even a chometz of a goy that you did conquer is also mutter to keep in patience. So according to Rava, lo yemotzei lecho, that's how it's, imagine it's written, lo yemotzei lecho, it means, even if it's motzei, even if it's found with you, a goy that's found together with you, a tenant, who lives together with you. Still, you're not able to cause the lechot. Only if it's yours, you ask, but not his. Again, lo yimotzei lechot. That lechot, he took away from the extra lechot that's written by Seir. So, lo yimotzei lechot. Even though it's motzei, the goy is found with you, you're not able because it's not lechot. It has to be lechot, yours to be able. But since it's not lechot, we don't keep if it's motzei. As long as it's not lechot, you're not able. I say that, and one more point to add to that. Now, Abaye avoids this whole difficulty. The difficulty that Rava had, it's not an easy pshat. Abaye avoids it by saying, Eper. According to Abaye, pshat's like this. How do I know that it's also only if it's a chometz of a goy that's a tenant of yours, that you can't get him, so it's like yours. But suppose it's a goy that you didn't conquer, how do I know that it's also? It says, lo yimotzei. So Abaye is saying, the Abaye is saying, makes no difference. That's all. Don't get any ribuyim. Stam lo yimotzei, don't say any kind of distinction. It shouldn't be found with you, any chometz. So any chometz of a goy, it means when he took a chayas, as soon as he took responsibility, it comes for isad. So Abaye doesn't have to have any extra lechos, just the word lo yemas Abaye. So how do I know that the Isser applies even to Chomes of a goy who is not your tenant and you didn't conquer him? Maybe it's a strange goy, so his Chomes in your possession, you're not Eva at all, even with Achayas. Tamalema lo yemas, make no distinctions. That's what the Abaye is saying according to Abaye. Talk it over and go by.
Oh, Mama.
Well, then in the Baraisa, Yochel, I'm able to think Yatne. You can conceal it. Or you Kabul, Pig Danish Man, or you can accept safekeeping comets from a goy to watch it for him. Tambalema lo yemach. So the Torah is telling us, even comets of a goy is also to keep on Pesach. But that's a contradiction with the Baraisa said before, the Hormati said the Baraisa Reish at the beginning of the Baraisa. Shelcho iatareya. Your own chametz is also to have. You could have chametz of a goy. So the Baraisa is contradicting itself. Above it says chametz of a goy is mutter to have on Pesach. Then below it says chametz of a goy is also to have. And from a low kasha. When he took upon himself responsibility for the chametz of the goy, it makes it like his. And therefore, that's the case where it's also to have chametz of a goy. He took no responsibility. The goy asked, can I leave it here? So the Jew said, I'm not being responsible for it. There's mutter to leave it in his house, because without achrayas, you say, shelcho I atoreya. Avol atoreya shelachem. Say that. The Omer said to the people in the town of Mechuzah, the goyim, who were encamped, the soldiers were encamped in that town, left over the chametz with the Jewish balabatim. So he said to the Jewish people, Rava said, Be'ilu chamir, get rid of the chametz. Chamir means chametz. Get rid of the chametz, the b'nei chel of the soldiers, mi botach from your houses. Kiben de'ilu migdal, because if it would be stolen, any time during the year if it would be stolen, be'ilu misar, or be lost, be'ishu sayha koi, it's in your possession, you're responsible to make good. So therefore, obese, and you have to pay, he deal chedom is like yours, and it's awesome. So therefore, get rid of the chametz. Although, by doing that, they'll be out that amount of money, that they make good for it later to the goyim. We don't care. Since you're responsible for that chametz, it's like yours, and therefore you're able. So we see that's a pshat. When the Baraisa says, in one case, that chametz or goyim is also to keep, it means chametz for which you're responsible. When the Baraisa says chametz is mutter to keep from goyim, when you're not responsible. Say that. That's right. Something that causes money is like money. I'll give you an example of what it means. If a man took upon himself to bring a korban shlomim, let's say, and he was magdish a certain behemoth for his korban shlomim, well, let's say better than oilo. He took upon himself to bring an oilo, and he was magdish a certain behemoth for the oilo. Now, if a ganav comes and steals that korban oilo from him, the ganav didn't steal private property. He stole hegdish. Oilo is kedush kadosh with hegdish. So I would say the ganav doesn't owe anything to this man. He stole from hegdish. So we say, if a whole dover hager the moment came on, then something that causes money is like money, the ganav is high of the paper, because that oilo that he stole is like causes money. If you take away that oilo, then the man who took a neder to bring a little, have to bring another one instead of it. It's called geir l'mamon. It causes money, even though it's not money itself. The korban no longer called money because it's hegdish. But if the korban is stolen, so you have to bring another one to make up for it. You said, I take upon myself to bring a korban oilo. So therefore, if you hold over a geir l'mamon, became mamon dami, so there here also, although the chametz on Pesach, it's not your chametz, it's goyish chametz. But since, if it's lost, you'll have to make good. So it's called Gerem Mamon. The chametz is taken away, you'll have to make it good. So it's like your mamon. So according to him, it's right that you're able on the Pesach. El Laman, the Amal Lab, Kim Mamon. But some hold, even as Gerem Mamon, it's not mamon. Some hold, if you steal that korban oilo, the ganav doesn't have to pay anything. Even though he's going to make you go to the expense of bringing another one instead, but what he stole from you is not mamon. Actually, it's Kedush Kadosh, but it's not yours at all. So that man don't hold his potter, it's not yours. Ma'i kalim, whether you have to say, why should be evil on the chametz? It's not your chametz, it's the goy's chametz. Just because you have to make good, should you be evil on it? If the dover gave one was not kemam, it's not your property. Say that. And so the Gemara Sham Yoch is different here. It's true. According to one that says, Dova Hagel Nom Alav Kemam Adoni, this Chometz wouldn't be considered a Jew's because it belongs to the Goy, despite the fact that the Jew is responsible. But Dova Hagel Nom Alav Kemam Adoni. But here it's different. Goma Lo Yemotzei, the extra limit, Lo Yemotzei. It doesn't say Lecho. Since it leaves out the Lechot, it could have written Lechot. And it means lechot too, but it leaves it out, comes to say, even if it's not yours, there are cases where you're evil. It means if you took responsibility, so all the everywhere else, but by Pesach, if you took responsibility, you're evil from the fact that the word lechot is not written by Lo Yemotzei Seder.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.